today we want to talk to you about Brother Cornelius. My God, Cornelius was a devout man. The Bible says this was a man that prayed and gave his money to the poor. And because of this, he wasn't a fivefold leader. He was a common man in the body of Christ. And God says, I want to tell you a story. He tells him the story through prayer, and this man goes up to the apostle of God and lays out some things that Rob is going to discuss.
In Acts chapter 10, verse 3, it says, the ninth hour he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming and saying, Cornelius. He says, so he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. So God is trying to get through to Peter, who's really traditionalized through customs, that this gospel of grace and the Holy Spirit is not only for the Jewish people, but for the Gentiles. In other words, what the Lord's saying is, don't segregate yourself. This is not a club. This is not a commune. This is not a community. The gospel is for everybody. So it says, the next day as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter goes on a housetop to pray, Vic, and he gets caught up in what's called a trance. The heavens open, and God shows Peter in a vision that the gospel is also for the Gentiles. And listen to this. It says in Acts 10:28, Peter says, then he said to him, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to another nation, but God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Clean. Verse 34, Acts 10, then Peter opened his mouth. In truth, I perceive God shows no partiality. This is the key. God wants us reaching out to every nation, to every person on the face of the earth.
But first, we got to start reaching out among ourselves. We've got to learn when it says in Ephesians that I've got to look out for your needs over my own. I tell you, people, I'm going through a season now where the unexpected seems to be happening, sometimes in the good and sometimes in the bad. But I want to tell you that we should never be against our brothers and sisters. If we believe in the blood of Christ, if we believe in the redemption work at Calvary, you're my brother, you're my sister. You've got to see me, and I've got to see you with two thumbs up. Now, understand that in the kingdom of God, there is authority. We can't wear our stripes on our shoulders. So some of us are generals, some of us are lieutenants, some of us are privates. We've got to understand who we are. And it doesn't come by seeing with the natural eye. You've got to see in the spirit realm. But I'm telling you that this man Cornelius seen in the spirit. He knew that if he can get that Jewish man to understand that the kosher law was broke, that the ways of the law were going to be changed, that God paid the price and all things now became free. My God, to change that man's mind, God had to give a nobody a vision to go see somebody that God was going to use. Matter of fact, if you think about it, Peter is one of the 12 that the foundations in Revelation, one of the apostles, there are 24 elders. Peter's one of them. My God, people, understand, God may use you, Mrs. Ordinary, Mr. Ordinary, to go speak to somebody that's a little unordinary. But I tell you, fear no man. If God gives you a vision, and it's not because you ate too much pizza, it's because you've been in the prayer closet for years and you've built something with God, you need to take your vision to what God tells you to do.
Yeah, what Vic's saying is God is releasing unity in this hour. And Vic, it says, how wonderful it is when brethren dwell together in unity. It's like the anointing that comes down from Aaron's beard. And, you know, Vic, could you imagine if the streams came together, the Catholic stream, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Lutherans, the Episcopalians, the Pentecostals, what we could accomplish on the face of the earth. And, you know, at the same time, time, the enemy's job, Vic, is what you just said, which is division. And the word division comes from the word dice or die, which simply means two people with two different visions, just like there's two different dice. And Jesus says, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And, you know, Vic, it's funny how the enemy works through divorce. Before he can cause people to get divorced, he allows them to get what's called separated. And he separates because he knows the unity is what's going to bring the revival from Montauk to Manhattan. And what God did in Acts 10 and 11, you can read it in your own time, is the Lord was showing Peter to get in unity and not keep the gospel message and the Holy Spirit just for himself and just for his people, to reach out and become unified with the Gentiles. And it says in verse 45, those of the circumcision who were astonished, as many as were with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had also been poured out on the Gentiles.
You know, I feel it's time to be a little more honest with the audience here. And that doesn't mean I'm not honest, but a little more telltaling about myself. It was in 1983, I was at Pastor Dan Holohan's church, and Reverend Crump prophesied to me that I would be a prophet to the nations. And then we went down and we got into the early 90s, and there were other prophets that came along and said, you'll be a prophet to the nation. But in 1998, I heard it for myself from God. And then I started to declare what God told me in the secret place. And I want to tell you about the secret place. You're listening to a man of prayer. You're listening to a man that knows what it is to pray for hours. Since I first got saved, the power of prayer has always been on me. It's my strongest desire with God is to pray. But now hear me. When I started to tell people, the church, my own brothers and sisters turned on me and said, you're no prophet. And then even through the years, I started to shed the title of prophet, because I seen that it was causing too much disarray in the kingdom of God. So I said, Lord, let me take it back a step and just become plain Vic. And I'll just be what you told me behind closed doors without the title. I want to tell you that there are people that are bent against me. And then I say this, and I'm not defending myself, even though it might sound like this. I want to tell you that we can do more damage if we come together right now. Some of you took off your real mind and weren't able to decipher between your own rationale. You've listened to other opinions. Now I'm talking about myself, because if I could put myself on the air a little bit and tell you what I've been through, you'll understand a little bit about me. And I did shed the title prophet. It's between me and God now. And I don't need for anyone to call me prophet, but those that honor the gift will hear what the prophet has to say. But I tell you this.
Yeah, Vic, Galatians 5:15 says, but if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another.
My God, people, understand that we've got to understand what Paul said. He knew if we would start to bite against one another, if we would start to fight in the flesh, if we would bring this war to flesh and blood between our brothers and sisters, he knew that we would devour one another.
Yeah, you know, Vic, in the book of Genesis, Joseph had a dream and he shared it with his brother. The next thing he found out, he was thrown in a pit, and his brothers tried to make believe he died in an accident. So just be careful if anyone's out there, God's giving you a dream, just share it at the proper time. And you know, Vic just says, God is releasing a unity in this hour, in this region, amongst the leaders, the churches, in the Christian region. This is the only way way, Vic, we are going to take from Montauk to Manhattan. You know, I just read Galatians 5:15. It says, but if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you are consumed. And Vic, this is what we would call Christian cannibalism, where Christians start to eat one another. And what they do is they eat away at the Jesus in their brother or sister, where the Christ in them becomes devoured to the point where this is a tactic of the enemy. And, you know, Vic, we come before the people. We publicly repent that we also are guilty, yes, in a sense of backbiting. You know, in the Bible, they got rid of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, but we've also got to get rid of the backbites. That is a nation, the backbites, where, you know, God certainly understands that a house divided against itself shall not stand. And, you know, Vic, you show me one army that's successful where the people in the army can't take orders from the leaders. And, you know, we've got to learn to honor leadership in this hour, fivefold ministers that have been plowing, preparing the way in Long Island for literally decades. We've got pastors and leaders that have been plowing in this region for some of them for three decades, just staying in the game, believing God for a great move in this region.
And I just want to say that too. Sometimes I did bring an offense against my brothers and sisters with titles and my own perceptions. And I want to publicly repent before the body of Christ for any harm that I've brought your way. I want to ask you for your forgiveness, because I believe that God has a mandate for us to touch from Montauk to Manhattan, but we need to now come together in the spirit of unity.
Yeah, you know, Vic, we've got to give up the right to being right. We don't need to be right with man. We've got to be right with God. And Vic, our problem is never with people. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So, you know, sometimes there's a force or an intention behind people that's meant to rob you of your joy, of the movement of the Holy Spirit. So we've got to learn to live burden-free in this hour and just run light. And, you know, I'm thinking of Paul in the book of Acts. He says, I'm throwing the cargo overboard, you know, anything that's going to weigh down the ship. So we believe the greatest days of the church are ahead of us in this region. Listen to me, people. They're not behind. They're ahead of us. We believe it's the greatest hour for the church from Montauk to Manhattan.
And that's what Paul said. Paul said, no longer can I look back, but I've got to look to the high calling. Everybody under the sound of my voice today, let's start to look to the high calling in Christ Jesus. Let's test ourselves to make sure, the Bible says, that we are in the faith. And then I want to remind you that promotion comes from above. Some of you are working on letting man promote you. Man, does man see me? Does man understand? But I tell you, let's take it up to the next realm and believe that promotion comes from above.